It's been years since Illinois funded schools at the proper level. This new budget is a mere 8% short of what the state actually owes school districts. That makes it slightly higher than last year's level, but still lower than 2007, which takes some of the confetti out of the party. This legislation does, however, do more than just authorize funding. It actually changes the way the state distributes the money, setting aside $85 million to go to the neediest districts first, while the wealthiest wait till last. This concept is known as fill from the bottom. It was pushed by a coalition of school officials and community activists called Funding Illinois' Future. I called the group's organizer, Teresa Ramos, and asked her why just getting money wasn't good enough.
Really, we needed to make sure that there were dollars targeted to the districts who had been receiving the worst cuts year after year for the past 4 years. And that's how this fill from the bottom strategy emerged, is saying, okay, we have got to support the districts that have seen the biggest hits over the past few years. And so it goes to the neediest districts first and fills up.
See, Illinois relies on local property taxes to support schools. In districts that don't have enough property wealth to reach a minimum funding level, currently $6,119 per student per year, the state is supposed to kick in the difference. But for the past few years, Illinois has shortchanged each district by 11% to 13%. That across-the-board reduction has meant that the neediest districts suffer the greatest loss.
You'll see some districts who, you know, the past few years have lost $30 per student, and other districts who've lost $1,100 per student and everything in between. And what you'll find is districts that have higher percentages of low-income students, students who are English language learners, students who are African-American and Latino students. You'll find that those districts have been losing more.
This is why the Funding Illinois' Future Coalition has been asking the Illinois State Board of Education, or ISBE, to change the way it handles these cuts. So I was at the ISBE meeting where you had all these superintendents and school officials holding up signs with their loss per student. That was your creative idea, correct?
We needed a way to visualize the impact. We needed some other way to visualize that these losses were so severe, and the signs were the way to do that.
And the debate at that meeting was around whether to do the pro rata method or the per pupil method, and they kind of postponed a vote on that. But here we have it in this bill, so that this will be distributed using a calculation of the greatest loss per student. So do you consider this a victory that you've got this language in this bill?
So certainly we are incredibly happy. I think this relieves a lot of pressure from districts, but it isn't a substitution for a formula fix.
Do you think that this particular language is in some way an admission that the funding formula does need to be redone?
Yeah, I think so. If it wasn't, then we would have seen more of the same thing that we've seen over the past 5 years. And I think this is, you know, a good first attempt to try to figure out how we best serve the neediest students. And I think that, you know, something certainly needs to be done. We might not all agree on what that is just yet, but certainly everybody is now in agreement where we might not have been before, that something needs to change for our neediest and poorest districts in the state.
The education spending legislation Rauner signed effectively caps each district's loss at $232 per student. I'm Dusty Rhodes.